I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Actually, I do have a couple of tipping questions for you, Jamie, because you're pretty good at it. But because I don't use a lot of these services that deliver, like the DoorDash, and I know Carson does. But what is protocol? Let's say, all right, I went to a restaurant called Hong Kong. All right, I picked up some Chinese food a couple of nights ago, and I tipped only 10%.
Why?
Well, because I figure if it's to-go order...
That's even harder.
It's less...
No, it's harder to package it up.
I'm just running it by you, okay?
Well, I know. I hear what you're saying, but...
If you go to a restaurant, here's the way I've been told, okay? That if you go to a restaurant, customary is 20%, okay?
Right.
If you're doing takeout and you're picking it up on your own, you're going to get it 10%.
I do 20 all the way standard, and then if they're fantastic, then I do something nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
So if same situation, what you did, BJ, I always leave $2.
What?
$2 for if I'm going to the restaurant and I'm taking it out and I'm picking up myself, $2. That's it.
You're cheaper than me.
No kidding.
I love it. I love people cheaper than me.
Well, what? I'm doing the work.
Have you ever seen?
He's right.
Okay, hold on. Have you guys ever seen what it takes to package up that crap?
No.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I had a restaurant. Yeah. I know exactly what it takes to pack.
It takes a lot of work.
It
especially
does.
Especially if you have a big order.
Okay, but that makes me feel better because you worked at a restaurant and you know what goes into that. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Not only that, he was a chef.
Yeah. I never expected more than a 10% on a takeout order. If it's 50 bucks, somebody leaves $5, I figure that's good enough.
I feel like a lot of people don't even leave $2.
Well, they obviously don't based on what we're going to hear here in a minute.
Yeah. All right. This is an Uber Eats guy that posted a very emotional plea that when Uber Eats shows up at your house with your food, please tip us.
Y'all, I wish that people who order Uber Eats or DoorDash understood what it's like.
Poor guy.
He's crying. He's going to lose his apartment.
Well, I'm going to start tipping $50 on every order now because of this guy, right?
Take care of everyone.
Listen to this, Carson.
Y'all, I wish that people who order Uber Eats or DoorDash understood what it's like to be a driver. I just spent 45 minutes on a delivery and had to pay $3 to bring this person their food because there was no parking, no free parking anywhere near their building, and they refused to come out and meet me. They tipped me $1.50 and Uber paid me $2.50. Like, I got approved 3 times the rent for income in 2 weeks, and I can't. And it doesn't matter that I'm working multiple jobs. It doesn't matter that I barely sleep and can barely afford to feed myself. I'm about to be homeless for the 3rd time since May. And it's all because people don't tip their delivery drivers.
The only thing I would say about that is that I was at, where's that Bloomin' Onion? Oh, Outback. And I was at Outback, and the bartender, I know I was at the bar. Okay, but let's just think. Okay. So, but I was having lunch, and I was just.
I got you.
You got to have
one. All right, so anyway, so my bartender, he was irritated. And he's like, oh my God, he's putting all this stuff in this bag, and he's just bagging it all up. And I was like, what's up, bud? And he goes, this is so ridiculous. This whole system is ridiculous. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, this is a DoorDash order. And I said, okay. And he goes, I don't get a dime for boxing all this up. And he goes, nothing. I don't get anything. And I just had to do this huge order for an entire business. I mean, he had bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff. And he had to box it all up, and he doesn't get a dollar.
A lot of restaurants say that. That's the major problem with DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that.
He doesn't get anything for that. He was so mad.
But who's supposed to pay for it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's part of the system that you have. And this guy here, he doesn't sound stable enough to be out delivering food to me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Listen to this guy.
Y'all, I wish that people who order Uber Eats or DoorDash understood what it's like.
I don't want this guy knowing my address.
He's sad. He's going to lose his home. You He's going to live in a car. Guy. Will you have some empathy for other humans?
It is tough when you're working more. Because this, for a lot of people, this is a side hustle. They just do it on their free time. And that leads to most of the time they're working 7 days a week trying to even make rent.
Okay, I am going to say one thing, and I'm going to go on your side for 1 second.
I knew you would.
Here we go.
Just 1 second. So I was at the Chick-fil-A, and because I ordered a lunch sandwich, and it was breakfast time, they made me pull around and wait. And next to me was a DoorDash driver. Whew, he was sketchy.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, I don't think I want my food hanging out with that guy ever.
Yeah, I don't think the screening process is up to par like most businesses are. Keep in mind that you're going on your phone and you're giving your home address.
Oh, don't say that.
Home address for people to come to your front door. You're inviting them to your front door. You have no idea who's doing it.
And if you have a building that's hard to get into and they need special notes, you give them those special
That's like, you know, I put on my phone because we fixed our garage doors finally, right? So I programmed my phone, so I now have that key entrance, which Amazon can show up and they can drop off. We dropped that like a hot potato because we saw one of the drivers one day, and that person walked right up, and I'm pulling up to my house. That person walks right up to my house, literally hits a couple of buttons, and my garage door opens up.
That's how that works.
And I don't know this guy.
Yeah, that is sketchy. I would never do that.
And if you were, if you're doing it and you don't see it, it doesn't register for some reason. But when I pulled into my street and I saw a truck sitting there and a guy standing outside my garage and he hits a couple of buttons and my garage doors go up, scared the hell out of me. I'm like, what am I doing?
Always wondered about people that agree to that.
What am I doing?
Because, and first of all, my garage, like, I'll be shamed. What in the hell?
You'll have boxes falling out.
I mean, two years ago, we would have never agreed to something like that. And now it's just common that they can go up to just about every house they go to and open up the garage door.
Well, because of the porch pirates, you know? So how do you stop that? You do it by putting... So it's like it's a whole trickle-down theory.
You're right.
It's nuts. But going back to the DoorDash guy or the Grubhub guy or whatever, you know, I just would say this, and this is my only... Just try to tip him. Just try to tip him a little bit more. You know, that guy who's busting his ass trying to just have an apartment. You know, it won't kill you.
And if he's actually driving and taking, that's his job. He's coming to you. It's not like going and getting takeout yourself. You do need to tip on that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say there's two morals to this story. One is what Jamie just said.
Yeah.
Tip him.
Yeah.
Tip him. And the other is... Carson is a cheap son of a...
I agree with that. I had no idea.
I didn't eat.
$2 is standard for takeout.
Oh, no, it's
God.
Not. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you really let me down. I have to be honest. I am so let down that you only give them $2 when you pick up.
I am wasting my gas to go to the restaurant.
I picked up my Hong Kong order. It was $38, and I gave him $4.
Yeah.
That's too many.
See, I would have given him 10.
Yeah. And then you cheap son of a... $2!
Oh, my God. I'm so disappointed in you. I don't even know you.
At least I tip on delivery orders.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.